are educators. We want to bring the best possible opportunities for our students. We want to take them places. We want to do everything possible to ignite this spark of inspiration. We want to provide the best infrastructure. At the same time, we also want to learn, explore, experience, and grow. But we always encounter one major roadblock: funding. Well, not anymore. In this series, we are going to discover every possible way to arrange funds or to raise capital. Hi, it's Himanshu, and I welcome you to the brand new episode of The Edge Show. Today's episode is going to be super exciting, so keep listening on Apple, Spotify, or on your preferred platform. Welcome back to the brand new episode of The Edge Show. This is the fourth episode of the Edge Invest series, and in this episode, we are going to discuss everything about subsidies and aids. In this episode, we will understand what is the meaning and purpose of a subsidy and aid with examples, who all can get subsidy or aid, and its application process. I hope that this episode will give you detailed insight on this concept, and I just wish you an engaging and amazing learning experience. In the first episode of this series, we have covered the basics of subsidy and aid and other types of repayable and non-repayable funding opportunities. So if you have not listened to the previous episode, then I suggest you to listen to the introduction to funding, which was our first episode, and then listen to this episode for better understanding. And during this episode, if you feel stuck, confused, or if you have any questions, then I would suggest you to make a note of them and send me a voice message using Anchor app after this episode. Or if you are listening to this episode on YouTube, then share it in the comment section, and I'll be happy to address all your questions in the Q&A podcast. So let's get started. An aid is an act of helping someone. It's a way of relief, benefit, or support provided to an individual, organization, institution, or even countries, usually by the government, but not limited to the government, as individuals, corporate, and global organizations can also step in to provide aid to the desired seekers. Students studying under the Right to Education initiative or midday meals are two biggest examples of an aid provided to the students by the government. And to compensate the institution's expenditure on educating the kids for free, the government has decided to pay a per student fees to the institution. The other examples can be an aid provided by a country, UN organization, World Bank, or other similar organizations to countries at the time of crisis. A subsidy, on the other hand, is actually kind of an aid, relief, or a benefit given to an individual, business, or an institution, usually by the government, in the form of cash payment or tax deduction. This is usually given to remove some kind of burden and is often considered to be in the overall interest of the public and is given to promote a social good or an economic policy. In case, if you wish to receive a subsidy or an aid for yourself or for your educational institution, then every government runs multiple schemes under various ministries, quasi government, state, or central government. Let us understand the difference between quasi government, state, or central government. A quasi government represents authorities, districts, commissions, corporations, and municipal departments that are essentially owned by the government but operated predominantly in the private sector or sometimes under PSUs. A state government is the government of a country's subdivision, which shares political power with the federal or national government. A national government is a central government that is controlling power over a unitary state or the entire country. Every government department and ministry acts independently under the leadership of state or central government, and every single department or ministry offers multiple schemes under which you can get aid, subsidies, or even grants. You will find many similarities between a grant and an aid or a subsidy. Let's try and understand the similarities. Just like grants, a subsidy or an aid can be utilized for various purposes. And let us understand this with a few examples. You wish to start a school and you need land to construct your school. Now, you can either buy a land from a private party or an individual, or you can buy it from the government under various quasi or state government schemes. And you may apply for a land at a subsidized cost or even for free. Or another examples can be, you want to buy some resources for your schools. Even for that, you can apply for a subsidy or an aid. Even the stimulus package released by various countries to boost their economy or to support its pupil is considered as an aid. Just like a grant, an aid can be given for planned expenditure or an unplanned expenditure. Stimulus package was an example of an unplanned expenditure, and buying land from the government at a subsidized price is an example of the planned expenditure. Just like grants, you may get a subsidy or an aid via call for proposal, or you may choose to submit your own proposal. A recent example of call for proposal subsidy was for the installation of solar plants in the education institutions, while the previous example of buying land from the government at a subsidized cost to establish a new institution is an example for submitting your own proposal. And as discussed in the previous episode, a call for proposal is a time-bound arrangement, while submitting an independent proposal may take little longer. I would suggest you to listen to the previous episode, How to Raise Grants, to get complete clarity on the call for proposal and independent proposal submission and its application process. While an aid or a subsidy looks similar to the grant, but all the instruments are different and caters to different concerns. However, the sole reason why all the non-repayable funding instruments look same or act same is because of its nature of providing a support or relief to its stakeholders. Just like the grants, the application process of a call for proposal for a subsidy or an aid varies from department to department, ministries to ministries, and it often depends upon the project. So my recommendation will be to visit the website and find out the application process and apply for the subsidy or an aid as per the guidelines mentioned on the website. While the application process of a fresh independent submission may or may not follow a predefined parameters, however, it is highly advisable to submit a detailed project report or a proposal to the respective department along with the cover note stating the purpose of its submission. If you wish to learn how to create an effective and detailed project report or proposal for obtaining a subsidy, aid or a grant, then do let me know and I will create a separate podcast for the same. During my journey, I have come across some great educators who have gained subsidies or aids under various schemes for various purposes, for self as well as for their students or institutions. If you want me to invite them for an interactive session, then let me know and I'll be happy to reach out to them. And if you have liked this podcast, then do rate us on Apple Podcasts and share it in the community. And I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to that show. I hope it was a great learning experience for you. If you have any questions or suggestions, then do share a voice message with me on Anchor. Or if you are listening this podcast on YouTube, then share it in the comment section and I will address all your questions in the Q&A session. And I'll see you in the next episode. Till then, stay safe and stay happy.